Hi, I'm Samantha, a past guest on CJAM's Handy Link. You're listening to Handy Link on CJAM 99.1 FM, reaching high ground in Windsor, Detroit.
Hello and welcome to Handy Link, sponsored by the Italian Canadian Handy Capable Association, an organization that promotes recreational and athletic opportunities for individuals with disabilities in Windsor, Essex. I'm your host, Cam Wells. Today's episode is our station's pledge drive. Here joining me to look at the best stories of 2018 is CJAM Program Director Carly Schweitzer. So before we get to our first clip, maybe you could tell us a little bit about some of the pledge incentives this year.
Yeah, Cam. Hi, my name is Carly, and I am the program director here at CJAM FM. And we have some really exciting prizes this year for your donations. Any donation level, you can get a CJAM sticker. We also have, for $10, a CJAM enamel pin. It's really cool. It comes in a bunch of different colors as well. You can also get a music prize pack for $10 to $20. We also have a brand new documentary. It's called Smashing All Preconceived Notions, and it was done by Brittany Webster, our 2018 CJAM Board of Directors President. And for a $25 donation, you can get the documentary along with another bonus secret file on there as well.
Nice.
It's going to be really great, I promise. That comes on an 8 gig USB. And of course, for $50, you can get the 2018 CJAM t-shirt. The design is by Greg Maxwell, and it comes in men's and women's cut on black or a dark purple t-shirt this year. So we got a lot of options for CJAM's 35th anniversary on FM.
Very cool. I still have my 25th anniversary shirt from when I started.
I think me too.
And now the moment I'm sure somebody's been waiting for, a clip.
This is Cam Wells here with
Scotty Martin of the Canadian Fishing Network.
And he's going to be telling us a little bit about what he's seen here at the 16th annual Handy Capable Fishing Derby today.
I'll tell you, it is an honor and a privilege to be down at this event. And I have to thank the volunteers and, of course, Pat and his many sponsors that put this event on. And it is such a success because of all of the hard work. But I'll tell you, the big reason you come down here and you want to get involved is to be able to see a child smile that may not have a lot to smile about. And I tell you, it warms the heart to see the amount of happiness here on the pier.
And what's been the biggest highlight so far for you today?
I'll tell you, it's ongoing. As you're sitting here watching kids catch fish, like, the excitement is just, I don't know, it gets you inspired to want to go fishing yourself.
So were there any challenges in arranging for you to be here and just be a part of the whole thing?
No, you set aside any challenge that you might be faced with. When you find out the importance of what it means to be here, there are no challenges. You just come.
So have you found it to be similar or different from last year's?
It's, you know what, it's different and unique each year that it's put on in a great way, in a positive way. But I'll be honest with you, nothing is out of the unexpected. It is exactly what we anticipate it to be each and every year. The excitement is incredible. You can hear it in the background.
So what do you think is going to happen going forward? Do you think the event's going to continue to grow and expand?
I know that's exactly what we want to do. I've been talking to the board of directors, and we want to maybe bring this across the border and have the great people of Detroit, who have some great organizations, maybe share in this event and bring some of their people over as well. And I think all it's going to do is get bigger and better.
So, since part of my listener base is, in fact, Detroit, do you have anything you want to say to the good people about this?
We're waiting.
So, what's been the biggest moment for you here today?
I'll be honest with you. Emceeing is an honor. To stand before all of my peers, the fishing community at large, and, of course, all the ICHA volunteers and participants, and to be able to address the crowd and get them pumped up and get ready for fishing is truly an honor. That's why I come down here each and every year to do this, and I can't wait to do it again next year.
So is there anything else you'd like to share?
Anybody that's interested in participating, helping out, getting involved in a sponsorship, maybe you have a group that you want to bring down and you're not sure with the ICHA, Pat Pagano is the contact. I really encourage you to get in touch with him. He has a lot of great information, and if you want to know more about ICHA and the Fishing Derby, he's your man.
I'd like to thank you for taking the time out to do this.
No problem, Cam. It's been a pleasure, as always.
So how do people go about making their pledge donations?
Well, people can go online to our special website that we put up for this year. It's grouprev.com/CJAM35. You can also head to CJAM's website at cjam.ca. And you can pay securely there, or you can call us. There are people standing by the phones waiting to take your pledge donation. You can call us at 519-971-3630 or toll free from anywhere at 1-855-344-2526.
Now, for those of us who are senile and forgetful, namely yours truly, can you remind me a little bit about the pledge incentives?
Yeah, absolutely. For any donation level, you can get a CJAM sticker. Those are really fun. You can put them on your laptop or on your phone. You can also get a CJAM enamel pin. It's got the headphone logo on it with a bunch of different colors. That's for a $10 donation. We do have the brand new CJAM documentary documenting 35 years of CJAM on the FM dial. That's for a $25 donation. And then, of course, the CJAM t-shirt for $50. That is the 2018 edition. And anything over $100, we will create a special prize pack just for you.
I cannot wait to get some of these incentives. And now, coming up, one of my favorite segments of this past year, a piece on a local academic institution that actually cares about accessibility in their elevators. You're going to hear all about it.
This is Cam Wells here with
Aurora.
She's going to be telling us a little bit about a recent accessibility campaign she launched here at the college. So can you tell me a little bit about the initiative you started?
Sure. So it's just a ability or an idea to put some images that tell people on an elevator to leave priority access for people who need to use the elevator. So it's just a polite way of asking people to think about whether or not if they can use the stairs to leave the elevator for somebody who perhaps needs it to get to another floor.
What inspired you to want to get this in motion?
I was fortunate enough for a friend I made in first year to take me under her wing. And she uses a wheelchair, so she needs the elevators to get from class to class. And there were several occasions where we would be waiting for the elevators, me and her and another girl, and the elevator would open, and a bunch of students who visibly looked able-bodied, and I know that you can't tell everything just from that, but they would fill the elevator, and we wouldn't be able to fit in because her wheelchair is quite large. So we would have to wait for a second or third elevator. And there were times where it actually even made us late for class, or we couldn't get where we needed to go in a timely manner, and there would be like 10-minute delays simply because people were running in front of her to get in the elevator.
So Do you think an incentive like this would have a positive impact on the students here?
I hope so. I believe that everybody wants to be helpful and that everybody wants to make the world better, but that sometimes we forget or just need a reminder or a little change in our environment to help us be a little more thoughtful. I don't think everyone is fortunate enough to have friends from a diverse background of abilities, and so maybe they don't get the opportunity to experience that firsthand like I did. So maybe that helps them think about that in lieu of having somebody to explain it to them.
In that sense, if they do honor this idea, mm-hmm. it's the same as saying, I respect your right to access. I respect that you're intelligent enough and capable enough to be here and to contribute as a functioning member of the college.
Absolutely. I think it's all of our responsibilities to try and help each other be the most aware of those things. And I think you do. We have smart, caring, compassionate, and active people here who I think, yeah, just need a little reminder sometimes, like we all do, to be considerate of others.
Speaking of reminders, you and your friend Cassandra recently reminded Ronald McDonald House of the importance of their work. Tell me a little about that.
Yeah, so that was from a class we had here at the college, which was event planning, and I was in a group. There's a few other people in the group as well, but we ended up doing a charity event fundraiser for Ronald McDonald House, Windsor, London, Essex, so it's the entire area, and we held just a pasta fundraiser. It was a lot of fun, though. We had a photo booth and a magician and, like, a kid's table and a raffle and an auction and a bunch of activities, and it was $20, and the community really, really rallied around it. We were really, really amazed at the number of people who were willing to come out on a Wednesday night to support this. But we ended up making, from between proceeds and donations, we ended up making $3,500, which was really exciting.
It sends a very powerful message about where your priorities are in terms of helping out others.
I think that there may be, but I think that more importantly, I think that the school really helped remind us and gave us that opportunity to do that. I think that I don't think that we're better than somebody who didn't. I just think that we were given the tools and the ideas and the guidance. Our professor, Nicole Rourke, did an amazing job of that.
I know her.
Yeah. And, and before, I sent an email for the elevator sticker idea to Cynthia Krupp, and then she had me come to the meeting and present the idea. And, you know, really what it was, I think, in both those cases was a happenstance of a group coming together, people having an idea around it, and everybody in the community rallying around something to make it a little bit better. And I feel really, really fortunate to have been part of both those things.
So what do you foresee for the future? Do you think you'll want to be involved with similar projects?
Yeah, absolutely. I think coming to Windsor was a really interesting experience. I grew up in Toronto, where I think accessibility is a little bit more commonplace, and it was really shocking for me to come to Windsor and to see in the school and other areas how inaccessible so many things were. So I think that I would love to keep working with them, and I know there's so many constraints on everybody, but I'd love to keep trying to find just those small solutions that help make somebody's day a little bit easier, and to try and make things a little bit better. And I think everybody wants that. And
that's the thing. You can't be 100% accessible. Nothing is, but you're quite right. If you do take those little steps forward, you can make the world shine a little brighter bit by bit. I'd like to thank you for taking the time out to do this.
Thank you so much. I'm glad to be here.
Of course.
HandyLink's Best of 2018 episode will be right back after these commercial messages, so stay tuned.
The Lance Student News is back. We're online at uwindsorlance.com, and we're here to stay. Keep connected to campus with event listings, sports, arts and culture, and politics news. Find CJAM FM's charts, too. Have something to say? Want to write for The Lance? Hit us up at editorthelance@gmail.com and follow us on social media at The Lance News. The Lance Student News, the official University of Windsor student news source you probably didn't know existed.
Welcome back to HandyLink, sponsored by the Italian-Canadian Handy Capable Association, an organization that promotes recreational and athletic opportunities for individuals with disabilities in Windsor, Essex. I'm your host, Cam Wells. Today, the episode is the station's pledge drive, so we're hearing some of the best stories of this past year. So far, we've heard from Aurora Fowler, who invented an accessible elevator program at St. Clair College, host of Walleye Wednesday. We heard a little bit about his support for the ICHA Fishing Derby. Next up, we're going to hear one of the most compelling stories of this past year, which was the truth behind a U.S. government bill that allows employers to pay people with disabilities below minimum wage. Then, back to the fun stuff, more about pledge incentives. In this next segment of our show, I'll be chatting with Ann Summers from the National Council on Disabilities.
Sure. We are an independent federal agency that began in 1978. When we began 40 years ago, we were not independent. We were actually a small office within the U.S. Department of Education. And where we were in the Department of Education, our function at the time was to provide recommendations and assessments of how the federal education policies and programs were faring for students with disabilities. And you can imagine that in that role, occasionally, from time to time, we had some not so positive things to say about how education was going for students with disabilities. What that is in the States is at a federal level, in 1938, we had a program begin called 14C in our Fair Labor Standards Act, which on the whole was a wonderful piece of legislation. It set up a lot of protections for child labor and other areas that were very laudable. And at the time, 1938, expectations were pretty low for people with disabilities in the U.S. And so the idea was to give folks with disabilities an opportunity to get some job skills and hopefully find full-time employment. But in order for them to access an on-ramp to employment, this law allowed employers to pay people with disabilities less than the minimum wage. That law has persisted for 80 years, and what we have found is that in lots of instances, people with disabilities languish in these settings for decades of their lives, sometimes making pennies on the hour.
I love listening to these old episodes and hearing some of the insights that have been shared, but honestly, I'm in the mood for something that's going on now, something, I don't know, maybe pledge-related?
Hi. Carly here from CJAM FM. Just a little bit about CJAM's pledge drive. We do get some money from university students, but it is not enough to sustain CJAM throughout the whole year. So we do rely on community donations as well to keep this show and all of our other shows on the air for another year.
The truth is, CJAM offers programming you won't find anywhere else. The fact is, these programmers, they put their heart and soul into this work, and they're not doing it just to inspire. That's a side effect, yes, but they're doing it because there's truth that needs telling, and it's what they're passionate about. Whether it's Indigenous culture programming or just a different type of music that falls outside the mainstream, CJAM is about offering something that the world needs, something it might just be lacking.
Yeah, absolutely. I find that in a lot of our spoken word shows as well. We have a nursing program called No Scrubs that is done by 2 fourth-year nursing students. So they are learning, but they are also teaching people about the things that they've learned in class in a way that is fun for not just other nursing students, but for the public at large. One of my new favorite shows here at CJMFM.
Remember, folks, if you can't get enough CJM, feel free to stay tuned right after my show. And you can actually hear No Scrubs.
Yeah, totally. They are on Tuesdays at 12 o'clock and Wednesdays at 4:30.
They do a great show. The fact is, CJAM's all about diversity. It's about different types of programming. It is about giving back to this community and to this world what it so desperately needs. Voices for the voiceless.
Yeah, so you can call us up here in the studio at 519-971-3630 and 1-855-344-2526 if you are outside of the Windsor area. You can also go online at cjam.ca and it will reroute you to our 2018 Group Rev page. And we have all sorts of really great prizes for donating at any level. So what are we going to hear next, Cam?
On the subject of giving a voice to the voiceless, you don't often hear of disability issues facing new immigrants, especially in Muslim communities. This clip really stood out for me because this young researcher has devoted her life's work and her heart just to making things better. We're going to hear from Sukaina Dada, a friend of last week's guest, who is also a first-year PhD student at York University. So, you mentioned he had a particular interest in Muslim children with disabilities.
Yes, correct. So in 2008, when I was completing my master's, my cousin at the time had just moved to Canada from Tanzania, and he was living with cerebral palsy, and I was the one primarily taking him to doctor's appointments and just to different specialists, and I noticed just in my experience that, people, oftentimes the doctors, the neurologists, the different specialists, were talking over him. They were not talking directly to him. Now, he's nonverbal, and he doesn't communicate verbally, and at the time, he didn't have any adaptive equipment. And so, but it really bothered me that, why is everybody kind of just talking around him? And I also noticed that in all of the doctor's appointments that we went to, nobody really asked the family about, any of their social or cultural considerations. Most physicians and most specialists we went to didn't even seem to realize that English was not the first language, but yet they were conversing in a dialogue that was clearly full of medical jargon and all that. And so it just really bothered me. And then I started to study families, Muslim families with children with disabilities, and In listening to stories, I realized that many people, especially new immigrants and refugees, were feeling the same cultural insensitivity.
You know what I love about the Pledge Drive episode? It gives me a chance to look back at some of the finest works that have come out of the station this past year. I can't imagine I'm the only host that likes to reflect and looking at things in a more lighthearted way. These are serious issues, but the fact is, the hosts at CJAM, they just like to put their own spin on things. They like to put themselves into the work. There's always that rule that says, keep a distance from your interview subjects or keep things professionally detached. But for those who actually care enough to bring it to the world's attention, they really do offer a unique perspective you wouldn't find anywhere else. Especially with our spoken word shows here. A lot of those coming in doing a cultural show, for example, they actually understand what matters in that culture. They're not just going to gloss it over with a 1-minute segment. They're going to put some time and some thought into it. Yeah, I like having a few laughs presenting these clips, but the thing is, they are very serious matters, and, well, something can be lighthearted and make a point all at the same time. And that is the wonderful gift of CJAM. But we need your help to keep the lights on and to keep progress moving forward for society as a whole. And we're going to hear one more little bit about some of the pledge incentives here.
Yeah, Cam, I think that point of moving forward is really important. And CJAM has been on the FM dial for 35 years this year. It's a long time. And we have some really great incentives this year for donating. For a $25 donation, you can get the brand new Smashing All Preconceived Notions CJAM documentary done by Brittany Webster. She was our 2018 Board of Directors president, also a journalism student here at the University of Windsor.
Fantastic journalist. I know her. She does some really amazing work. Last year's Jammies, she was honored, and, well, it was quite a surprise for her, but it's another wonderful thing about CJAM. They don't just expect people to come in, do their work, and never get appreciated, never get recognized. In fact, they go to a lot of trouble to make sure that everyone feels the value of what they're doing.
Yeah, absolutely. And a fun fact about Brittany, she just got hired at CBC in St. Rupert, I believe, British Columbia. So she will be out there starting in a couple weeks. It's very exciting for her. So people at CJAM, you know, you get out of it what you put into the work as well. So it's really exciting to see her moving on to other news sources in Canada. Really exciting for her. So another incentive for donating to CJAM is knowing that you know, the resources that we provide here can further somebody's career.
Well, fact is, my show was played out in BC as well, so who knows? She might hear my soothing voice out there.
We can only hope. And yeah, like I said, we do have donation incentives for all levels. For $10, you can get the brand new CJAM enamel pin. $50, of course, the 2018 brand new CJAM t-shirt design on black or dark purple in men's and women's cuts. And if you donate over $100, we will make a special custom prize pack just for you. So call in to us now at 519-971-3630 if you are in Windsor. If you're in Detroit or anywhere else, you can call us toll-free at 1-855-344-2526. And you can also go online and make a donation securely at cjam.ca. It will reroute you to our Group Rev page for this year. And yeah, you can leave a little message for the programmers there as well to tell them how much you love CJAM.
We always love getting your mail, folks. Fact is, you're what it's all about. We're not doing these shows for ourselves. We're doing it because, well, we love our audiences, and we love hearing your feedback. So, if you're someone with a story of disability life, write HandyLink4, HANDILINK, numeral 4, gmail.com. Always love to hear your stories. The truth is, everyone has a great story. Might not necessarily be disability life. It can be just coming from a different background and trying to navigate the systems that we have here in Canada. Maybe you're a jazz enthusiast who collects lost music. CJAM has a place for all. It is a place I am proud to serve, and just, we're doing something here that really is filling a need in the world. This has been HandyLink. I'm your host, Cam Wells, reminding you we're all equal and thanking you for your pledges. So get on out there and have yourselves a great week. Something tells me you've earned it, folks. We'll see you next week.